find out if anyone's been buying large supplies of wax. Who wants to be the bad PI?
So I got a question. Do we have any idea what this thing is looking for?
All right. Okay. My guess is a powerful magic artifact, which says that we should go through all of the other towns and I should look at all the artifacts to see if there's anything that really stands out.
Yeah, that probably makes sense.
How
late's it, okay?
But Gilmore said it, so I'm not going to agree. oh, wait.
Probably like 2 p.m.
So, Penelope, do you feel up to covering the wax connection?
Sure.
Okay, who wants to go with me, just so I have a bodyguard when we're when I'm investigating? Light?
Sure.
Or should get light to fly your lamp around, so it'll be faster.
Sure. Okay.
Maybe we could call Brad, because he flies somewhat significantly faster than the light.
That's okay. Light's already here.
Okay.
Besides, anybody he hangs around with starts bleeding from their ears.
No one knows that yet.
God,
that
I ate some stiff corn.
Everyone remember the meeting tonight, 8 o'clock? I've got some great news.
that's when I heard you.
Me too.
What's the great news?
Actually, it's really easy. I can just pose invisible. Well, I'll tell you after we're flying off. The local wax museum has agreed to make wax dummies of us all. It'll be great publicity.
Okay. Okay, so you go fly from town to town looking at their other artifacts. Make a roll.
I get a big 5.
Okay.
So, did you tell me that I now stole from whatever portly Antonio?
Well, Donald told me, so I tell you if he didn't tell you.
So, I want to hang around with somebody tonight so that I have an alibi.
I want to hang around with Porter Tony.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
It would be a pretty good alibi.
It would be a good alibi as long as I rob something else.
There's no paper towels on your wall, if you guys want.
Right back.
There are napkins on top of the paper plates.
Uh-huh. Talk about residue. Yep, we're Taco Bell, all right. I'm bleach.
How about the coupons on the top of the box, Wu? Are those better or worse than the coupons you paid for?
Buy one pizza, get 3 free. Is that better or worse?
That's worse.
Because you don't really want 3.
No.
So buy one, get 1 free is better than buy one, get 3 free. Don't like mini trips, do you? Am I selling something both nights so far?
Yes.
So it was you.
It's an interesting thing to have to ask.
So it was you.
Uh-huh.
let's see. Who said warn the villages and set up guards?
Me.
Okay.
We were gonna. I don't know if that's. Were we really gonna be somewhere that they could call so we could get over there quickly and seal them off?
Wait, are we gonna just all go hang out with Tony? And give him Tony's number. Call us here, and, you know, we'll fly over. So, no interesting artifacts anywhere? Suddenly, from the side of the room, all I can hear is.
So you go around. It's just pretty much the same type of thing. Mostly non-magical stuff. You know, the occasional. Occasional one or two low occult artifacts.
I mark all those down as things to try and acquire.
Alright. But nothing like.
No Holy Grail, Spear of Destiny.
No.
Well, I don't think it's a vampire anymore. All right. Think it's a mad waxer.
Okay, and then Penelope checks out the wax supplier.
Did you dig this wax from an Indian burial ground? Indian burial wax?
Any unusual purchases or new bulk purchasers or...
Let's see, wax, I guess, candle makers, the wax museum. I'm sure their industrial uses for wax. Nothing unusual.
Pornography. So perhaps not at this time.
Really?
Yeah, they drip wax on each other.
Oh.
Foundry.
Well, that's like candles.
Right? Oh, that's a good point, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that, not that I would know.
wax and metal smithing.
Nothing unusual. Okay.
Oh, nothing to report on the wax front.
All quiet on the wax one?
The other option is we might have someone stake out the wax museum too to see if the mummy sneaks out.
Ooh!
Doug, I really hate to think it was him after he's volunteered to do wax figures of himself.
But if he makes wax figures of us, then we'd
be evil wax figures of us.
That's a good point.
We'd fight ourselves.
He might be pointing right into his hand.
Why are you hitting yourself? Why are you hitting yourself? Did he almost laugh when you brought up the idea of posing for him to make his evil wax figures?
I was kind of watching to see if there was any shock or surprise.
No.
You're kidding, he said.
How
sweet.
You
and me. This is fantastic. You'd like me to drain samples of your DNA? You're aware I'm called the Clone Meister, right?
See, if you stop by your lab, Robot left a note saying he went out.
Went shopping,
kicking up a toaster. You know what I mean?
I got your toaster, right?
It was cool.
I can just see him down at Sears.
Hey, baby. What's Sears doing?
Real possible.
Softer side of things.
Yeah. Come see the softer side of things. No. Well, they have those hot dog toasters. Those would work well.
Let's see. You want to make a serum that'll do what?
Sure. To the radiation sickness.
Okay, so you're thinking something that you can give to people to kill the radiation sickness?
Of course.
Okay.
Yes, that's a nice suggestion.
anti-radiation field or something?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead and roll.
I suggested it's a really dumb idea.
No, it's not.
It works.
It'll take you a while. Well, not months, but it'll take you a few weeks. A couple weeks to
come up with an anti-radiation pill.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would take a couple of weeks. You need your new lead armor.
Although you do put out more radiation when you actually in superhero form.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome.
What do you mean superhero form?
Do I change into my clothes?
You can change outfits? You put out more radiation.
Do you have an insta change or something?
Whenever he goes to the Gap, he radiates the hell out of everyone. The act of changing clothing. For God's sakes, just be stinky. No reason to radiate your neighborhood.
Okay, so that night, there's a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
All five of you show up.
Yeah, where are we meeting?
Where the hell is your headquarters? What are those slackers, I say?
Wasn't our headquarters my lab which got blown up?
No, I got a room.
There's a separate headquarters.
Oh, okay.
A room given to us by,
Rich.
Oh, how much money do I need for
some
a meeting
guy?
I might
Bridge.
Have that much now.
Yeah. Stanislaus Bridge.
What was the wall check? It was like a wall of 9?
No, it was 13.
It was pretty high.
I'm gonna fall.
Let's see, 9, 10.
That's
10.
10.
And so, I have a bank of 6. I roll.
So, what's your wealth?
My wealth is 4.
Okay, so you can add 6 to it to give you a wealth of 10 for the
wealth. Well, it says 4 in parentheses 6. That means
6 is a cost.
Okay, so I have a wealth of 4.
So, you can add your back points.
Mm hmm. And then I'd have 10.
Okay, and
then you'd have to roll an 11.
Then you need to roll an 11 to have come up with enough money for the part.
And then my bank would go down to 0?
Yeah.
This is why we haven't been getting communicators. That's 4 people.
You need to borrow some money.
And what happens if I roll, like, you know, 18? Does that mean that I don't need to use my bank?
No, you use your bank anyway.
So
you either make it or you don't. There's nothing special about rolling high, particularly about below.
But he has to choose to use the bank before the roll.
Right.
But that means, wouldn't you figure out how much of your bank you'd need to succeed, and that's how much you'd have to use? Otherwise, if you save up for 7 years and I have a bank of 33, and then I want to buy a sandwich, it's an incredibly easy roll, but I lose my $12 million.
Well, you don't have to use your whole bank. You just have to decide how much you use before you make your roll.
Yeah.
So it's possible you could have $12 million in the bank but can't afford the sandwich.
No, because you have to roll. And actually, stuff like that, it's automatic. Just like, I don't make you roll for buying, like, donuts.
You don't have to use any other bank. You need to just roll against 10. If you roll high, you can make it.
Yes, you can just roll. Just rolling a wealth check is one bank. One bank roll just two is your baseball check.
So we'd have to do some statistical analysis to see what amount a bank offers for the lowest expected value cost.
Well, I could just roll every week.
Except it always costs a bank to do so.
Oh, it costs one bank?
Yeah, and you get like 3 bank points every adventure.
3 bank points an adventure?
Yeah. Usually.
What do I have?
Unless you roll badly.
What do I need money for? I don't need money. I use my bank.
But you do have to roll an 11 or over, so there's a 50% chance of failure.
Okay.
If you have more bank, then it would be a better chance.
That's true.
Uh-oh.
That ain't going to be good.
What's the 2?
Or a 9.
20% chance.
Oh!
Make it.
Or a 10.
Yes.
He bought a bank? He bought a thing?
Yeah. Bought a bank? Wow.
Well, see, it was 3.
So he's a risk communicator?
Yeah.
Excellent.
So who's in that one now?
Any other people out here?
Him and Peter Pan, then.
and the captain.
Oh, Gato and Chris.
He doesn't even have a hero.
He does.
No, he doesn't.
Hey,
Beth. No, he doesn't. Chris has a hero?
Well, he played him once, I think.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Some guy.
Some guy.
Oh, yeah. He fought the Shade or something like that. Like, he bopped him in the nose or something.
Yeah, he took his hat.
Took his hat. Oh, that's right. He did take the Shade's hat.
And the other Chris. Grace from American
Hero. That's true.
The Van Juanita.
What?
Grace from American Hero, the Van Juanita.
But he's certainly more.
Chris the Younger has a character.
Called the Greatest American Hero doesn't have one either.
Yeah. Wrong name, huh?
Yeah.
Actually,
can I look at your bio? Why is a hero?
Huh? She's not a hero.
Well, somebody in your detective agency should have one.
She's just walking her well. That's what she's doing. Walking her well.
Oh, she'll buy one for you then.
Oh.
I don't want one.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't want one.
That kept man.
Well, she could have one so we can leave messages for each other.
Okay, that would be okay.
Okay.
Penny needs one. Yeah, that's it.
Oh.
What's your will?
13.
So do you actually buy one or pretend you buy one?
I'm sorry. I thought I killed Ghost Girl's number, Penelope. I must have mixed up the communicator signal.
Yet again.
Yeah, I think you should probably buy another one if it's not a big deal.
Or else have the professor fixers up to take answers from two different people and have a little switch so you can say if you're calling it Penelope or Ghost Girl.
Well, and somebody's going to want to borrow it or something at some point.
I'm going to have two of them.
Damn it. Whoop, not this one. Oh, here it is.
I'll just give it to you.
I don't want it. I will leave it in my desk if you give it to me. So are we at the meeting?
Yeah.
Well, great news, guys. You know how our ability to really help people is determined by the trust and faith that the Hawaiian people have in us?
No.
Yes, it
well,
is.
Well, it
yeah.
is.
I'm glad you agree, guys. The local wax museum has asked if we would be willing to let them do some sculptures of us for us.
Sit by me on the couch, you rat. For some reason, my nads feel like raisins.
It doesn't have to be you. We can do the robot instead. That's really the image that people see.
I'll have a little talk with my robot. But what have you gotten into? Do you want help?
Cross training?
I'm worried about it.
I see. You should just reprogram him then.
Excellent point.
I don't think he'd like that.
Anyway, I got a schedule. Let's everyone sign up for slots.
No? Slots, huh?
Yeah, what do you want? Light?
I'll pick that one.
Okay. That was Thursday at 2.
I was pointing at her in the slot.
That's all
right. Right? Thursday at 2.
Right?
Yes, I'll pick that.
Okay. That one. When do you want to sign in your robot?
He won't go.
Yes, he will.
Why not?
You should at least ask him.
I'll talk to the robot on my own then.
Okay. I'll call the robot.
When do you want to go, Gross Girl?
Yeah.
So,
why not?
Silly.
Well, it's great. It's a way that the average wine can get to know you.
You know,
you'll be like,
and
you go
like, hey, yeah, you will.
The girls will look up to you.
No, they don't need to make the agreement for it. Just leave an empty spot.
That's
she is.
That's my plan. If she refuses to do it,
good fact.
Turn invisible. Look at me. I'm posing. How can you not want to be a role model for women? You know, wax statue was a role model?
Yes.
Because it will, talk about you and your heroic exploits and how, you're one of the most valorous female heroines, and people think, I can be valorous too. I can be a heroine too, even if it's only in my own life. But, if you just want the women of Hawaii to think that they can't amount to anything more than being a housewife, to respond to you on that. Wednesday, 4 p.m.?
Fine, whatever.
All right. I take a slot that's empty now.
So that's the good news?
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah, it's the bad news.
Okay. There's a vampire or a Mad West person loose, but we're dealing with it. Uh-oh. Yes, Rad?
Yeah?
Have you been having wax problems, Joe?
Are you a sissy?
Actually... Wait, should I open this up? Yeah, I'll open it up. I just got the results from Dr. Jones regarding Dr.
Jones.
The radiation specialist at the base.
Okay. Pregnant?
With radiation?
Yes.
A radiation?
No, a radioactive baby. No, no. Seems you're suffering from radiation poisoning.
Who?
Me.
Oh dear.
Let's go. What villain that we fought could have done that?
Him.
What?
I think it was me.
Have you been near each other, and then slightly farther apart, and then more near, and then slightly farther apart?
So near, you could say I was inside her.
I think.
No.
No. He's trying to develop a serum belt.
Does that mean you're radiating all of us? Or it's just some
it's
sort
possible.
Of girl radiation.
You should all go get checked out by Dr. Jones. So which slot do you want?
Well, just make sure it doesn't conflict with your wax.
So right. Wait a minute.
We should get.
We're all going to have to take drugs to hang around you.
No. Hopefully, this soon will.
We should get our wax statues quickly before we're all bald. Well. Why don't you wear a lead suit?
Yeah, maybe you should work more on fixing your powers, because if you're, like, irradiating all the people that you're saving and stuff...
I'm working on that, too.
Is this a sharp turn solution first for those of us who are near you all the time?
Yes.
Probably. What a good choice.
I'll work with a suit for you to wear.
That's a good idea.
All right.
We'll call you the baked potato. A, because you're piping hot now.
We should come up with a different name for him when he's in the suit. Because otherwise we have to explain why he went in the suit. And people would start to associate us with, you know, dangerous things. So you have to be a new hero in the suit.
Fury.
We'll call him the Dark.
No, the Fury.
Well, let's see what the suit looks like, and then we can make up a name. Unless you want to make up a suit that's appropriate for the Fury.
I don't like the big potato.
That's not really a heroic name.
The Spud.
So you're given this, you know,
missing tuber,
8-foot spear of lead.
Okay, so you're gonna need to set up a second wax slot.
Where does the radiation come from in your body? Is it like your radioactive heart, your radioactive whatever?
Part of body.
Loins.
Because you're gonna need to do one wax figure as Rad and one wax figure as the Fury.
So is Simon coming out or what?
Yeah, that's what I thought. But I'm not too sure. I don't want to ask him.
You know, maybe I could just make it force you.
I thought maybe it was just a very open game of course.
What?
One of the guys who works for me, Simon, with Kevin too, sent an invitation to everybody because he's singing at the Silicon Valley Gay Man's Choral or Chorus or something like that. Which is all, but I always thought he was highly religious, because there was a gay guy who asked me if he was gay years ago, and I said, like, I don't think so. I think he's one of those Z-Zoid kind of guys. And he was like, but apparently I did. Yeah.
some reason, yeah, I thought he was highly religious.
There was a guy who worked with us at Pinkton who was gay. And when he interviewed for the job...
I thought you were religious.
No, when he interviewed for the job, he was telling us later after he got the job, but when he interviewed, he went home and he thought to himself, this is great, 3 out of 4 guys that interviewed me were gay.
Were they?
No.
Put out that gay vibe.
Look, this is a totally gay-friendly environment. This will be a great place to work.
I've never seen anywhere more gay than here. Yeah, I don't know. But didn't you think he was religious?
Yeah, he does. He does go to, like, church. But it's like that youth-type fraternal programs.
But gay and religious.
You know, 10% of church-going people are gay, too.
Okay, so I don't think 10% of anybody is gay, but because I think that was discredited a long time ago, but yeah, maybe. Either percentage should be higher or lower. I would think lower, since, like, you know, organized religions say that you're a piece of crap, so if you have any sort of dignity, you tell them they don't screw themselves.
Put that on the one Catholic Church.
Well, the Bible says that you're evil, wrong, I guess. I mean, where do you go with that? It's the word of freaking God, and it says you're bad. Where do you go with that?
It's not the word of God.
It isn't? The Bible? It's some of the word of God. What are you talking about?
It's someone writing down the word of God.
I don't know.
People politic more seriously, but
yeah, I thought he was.
But I would think, you know, it would give churches more flexibility with it, but it was just someone writing down the words of God, so it could be wrong, and we can change our rules.
Okay, if I say it, please.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
I don't want
to do that. Where are you coming in?
But they should.
Yeah.
Because it would be smart.
Alright, so everyone's got testing dates and wax figure dates.
Stop standing near us.
Don't stand so.
Everybody starts avoiding Rad, sitting on the other side of the table.
You call in.
You guys are okay.
What do you mean I'm okay?
You're not feeling, you know.
You're feeling sick or you're
not okay.
What would be the indication that I'm not feeling okay?
Hair falling out.
Yeah, that's good. Sick, weak. My power stopped working for a while.
Sick, weak, and without powers.
Well, good that you have any powers. So. I don't think his radiation is gonna fright. Well, it could fright your suit, I suppose. Maybe you should be worried about that. Is your suit insulated?
It's partially hydrogen. Okay, so sometimes I wake up with a headache.
Total peeing.
Is that usually if you've been in the pub the night?
No, pretty much every day. Well, yeah, I guess. So trouble peeing.
It's just an example.
Excuse me.
So you guys do anything else that night?
Let's go hang out with Tony.
Okay. We'll bring a pizza.
Okay, so you can hang out with Tony?
Tony, can I give a bunch of villagers your phone number?
Alright.
Okay, I start calling all the villagers and say, there's a break-in tonight, call us immediately at.
Okay.
You want to go flying with us if there's a break-in somewhere so you can be with the light and know that he's not breaking into your places while we're going out?
I'd rather not.
I can't really lift him.
I'll go to the hospital.
Well, we'll have to carefully note the time that we leave and come back if we have to go investigate a village so that we can tabulate it with wherever you're broken into tonight.
Okay.
We think it might be wax figures.
Pepperoni?
Might be. Go to the hospital.
Uh-huh.
Talk to the doctors. I think my wife's thinking it was worse.
At the very least, you should not tell people you're crank theory when they turn out to be just theory.
No, she hasn't been any worse.
Alright, so no radiation poisoning.
You should hold off until they're crank realities.
No.
Actually, she...
Because you're always their civilian stress, right?
Yeah.
No.
You're radiating your wife.
So yeah, every night.
Wait, you have a wife and ghost girl on the side?
Yeah. No, my wife is Dr. Jones' wife. Ghost girl is red.
Red girl.
Totally different. No. Actually, she might be radiated also. She's in Iraq, right?
Yeah. But she's never tried.
Did she?
Did she like... let's see, she was actually at silent explosion.
Yeah, she wasn't in my, like, containment.
But actually, yeah, she's a little bit. Sort of like... Yeah, a little bit. Less than the sharks.
Sort of like somebody's been coming by here and irradiating her every day for...
months. You could take it that way.
Bringing her wilted flowers.
Okay. So maybe there's a correlation between that.
Curing the glow that seems to come from
your sickness and curing my wife.
Could be?
Yeah, okay. I'm on the right track now.
How did your wife end up in the hospital?
She's always been in the hospital. She was radiated when the
bad world.
Jabs blew up the lab.
See, so when I find out my wife disadvantage, does she just die?
No.
Good point.
The wrong thoughts I kept telling you.
How much does it cost to buy off disadvantage?
5 times.
I don't like my disadvantages.
But they're all plot points. They're not disadvantages.
Unluck is a disadvantage.
Yeah, but I never use it.
That's true, too.
I believe Kevin's saying even if you buy off your disadvantages, it won't matter.
Which is why I'm having them buying off. Buying off.
Yeah.
Everybody should start thinking about buying off your disadvantages. Alright, so let's see. So you two are waiting. You three gonna do anything?
I don't know, am I with you?
Robot eventually comes back.
If you want it.
I want to have a long talk with the robot.
If you are, we can play bridge. Going.
Sure. I'm gonna go out.
Can't go with?
Well, I'm the one. What? I'm the. Penny's the one who knows phones, so she'll come along.
Yeah, you know, just outdoing stuff.
Best not to irradiate the mob leader.
I don't think, I don't think, just kind of contact will irradiate.
We know someone to stake out the wax museum to see if the mummy sneaks out.
You tend to frighten people, I think.
No. I'm fine with me.
So, where'd you go?
See you. Out. She plays
a fine fashion.
Make his eyes do this.
Are you having fun? You're not hurting anybody, are you?
No, I'm not hurting anybody.
Let me see your nails.
You're not doing any,
nothing illegal.
No, we'll come back to me or anything.
Nope, nothing like that.
Like
even me, some
of my little robot.
My robot king that I hang out with.
What's her name? The one that I was going to get is my second lab assistant. What was my name?
Charlie Wunderdahl.
What the fuck?
Have you been speaking with Charlie?
I talk to Charlie sometimes, sure.
Sure.
When does this become a negotiation between you and your robot?
Since I made it sentient.
Come on. Darker toast.
Please.
I don't know.
bad. We just can't blow up your robot anymore.
That was the point.
That's not true.
If he made it sentient, it is.
Well, only if you consider, like, whatever, the robot who seems to have angst is... It's still just a stupid robot.
So what were you talking with your brother last night?
I don't care what kind of fuzzy logic my rice cooker has.
No.
No?
No.
No? Come on, what can you do for fun? I won't laugh.
I go out to places and do stuff.
You could hire a detective to follow your robot.
Yeah.
You gotta discipline your robot better.
So, like, does your robot look like an 8-foot-tall human who walks stiffly?
I think it's 9-foot-tall this time.
Yeah, it's like a 9-foot-tall robot.
does it
walk stiffly?
Could it be mistaken for a guy who breaks into blah, blah, blah?
At night, if it starts.
Maybe. That robot was with us all night, the day that the Frankenstein's monster attacked.
It's true.
Dex to 7, I don't think it walks stiffly.
Yeah, it's pretty cool robot.
Well, I'll have to trust you.
Okay.
How old is he?
Like 3 weeks.
So, you're the parent, the child. He may think he's ready, but you don't. You have to put a firm hand. Distrusting your 3-week-old. Bad parenting. Negligent. I don't use that word lightly.
He gave his 3-week-old a big fucking gun, too.
Yeah, well, hardly blame
you'll,
it.
You'll be able to on that call, right? Because, well,
oh, yeah.
I made you to, you know, be pretty quiet.
Yeah, I'll be ready.
Okay.
I'll be ready.
Yeah, I'd really like to know what you're doing, but if you don't feel like telling me, it's embarrassing.
Nothing important.
You know something's wrong.
He's just working on a present for you. Let it go.
Building himself a girlfriend.
He wants to be a real life boy.
He'll be utterly useless.
I want to be a real life boy. Why don't you lie down?
Okay.
I'll scan his brain and see if I can get a memory done.
Alright.
What a bastard. He rips his robot's mind.
Exactly.
What have you been up to?
It'll take you a while to read it.
What? You can just do a locator. It goes flip, flip, flip on a map. Jam it in his can.
I originally envisioned one, but the robot was unbelievably expensive to make. It was like a level 10, oh what, 24, 23?
Wow. You're a rich man?
Not that rich.
Not that rich anymore. Well,
it's pretty well.
This is the game system where we all go bankrupt every couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Hey, there are two people who are really rich.
Yeah, but they'll go bankrupt.
Eventually.
Actually, isn't that bad of a model for DC Comics?
Because they always go bankrupt?
Yeah, like Green Arrow used to be really rich, and then he went bankrupt.
Batman?
He never has, but I guess he's kind of lucky on the rolls. Next. Hard to tell, maybe. I mean, he died, and then his brain was transplanted, and blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
So transplants can't be cheap.
I'll be scanning robot memory.
Okay, so you can
do that. I just want to make sure it's nothing until worse.
And Penny has joined us at Tony, since she actually has
taking out the wax museum.
Wax museum?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's looking for an escaped mummy. And we're playing bridge.
Alright, let's
see.
So I'm thinking.
And all the villages have our phone, have Tony's phone number.
How much do I want to change the plot? The whole handshake thing last night was like totally. I totally didn't get that the guy's name is Nash Shade.
What?
Really? But I thought, oh, that's pretty good. I guess I will make him now.
Okay.
we're not being very good at following the plots the way they're supposed to be followed, so Kevin keeps adapting them to fit the reality of what we're doing.
Well, I thought I'd do it all the time. Okay, so let's see. You watching the wax museum? Make a roll.
17.
Okay.
You
see a mummy come out of the wax museum.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
It gets into a car and drives off.
It gets into a car.
Do I get in the passenger side?
No, actually, you can drive. Yeah, you can drive as
well. It's not very stiff, right?
No, for a mummy, it's pretty, you know,
pretty nimble.
It's a little stiff for a human,
but bye-bye.
For a mummy, it's pretty good.
Hey, the moon just came out of the wax museum, and I'm going to follow it.
Okay.
Can I use your computer?
So you guys got that, right?
Oh, mummy. It's gone to one of the villages.
Oh, you just called? You just called?
Yeah, I called.
Okay.
I call with my whiskey again.
Right, I answer with mine.
It's about time you got one of those, though. I was wondering when you were going to ask.
Nothing over.
Well, I guess my theory about the wax things was right.
Well done,
your
Gilmore.
Theory?
Yeah.
Hey, you don't look well.
I wake the robot up.
Yeah. Okay.
And say, we got a problem.
Keep keep in touch with which way did he drive off?
I'm calling him right now.
He's driving out of town.
I want to keep in touch with him so that we can map on maps and see what
I tell him.
See what village he's going to.
So is it like one of those long Hawaiian roads where we know where he's gonna end up? Or is it like he's driving down Ashby? He could go anywhere.
Well, it's a 400, but he's still got. I mean, you can tell which side, you know, four or five villages.
Yeah, you look like he's heading towards.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you feel like you can take care of him yourself, Brad?
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, the rest of you, I can
Take. How many of us are there? You can't fly, right, dude? Are you incredibly light or anything?
That's just my assistant.
Oh,
yeah. I'm just a girl.
You,
I'm just a girl.
Wait, now, what can I pick up?
I guess I don't know.
It depends.
Really? Your suit is pretty much only strong enough to carry you.
Oh, okay. But I thought you can carry more by making some grub slower.
Oh, that's true. You could carry one person. Would be like double your suit's capacity.
But
can't
he
speed
carry
down by one?
Can't he carry 1 AP of stuff for his speed going down by 1 AP?
I thought my strength was 2, which means what are people?
2.
So isn't strength of 2? Oh, that means me. Ah.
So your suit can carry you.
I see.
That's what it's fine for. So you can carry. Yeah, that's good. So,
so
you can carry 2 more people to 3 AP.
Hey, does this mean Dave Sweet's online? Offline. Sorry.
This one. Green?
Yes.
Okay, he's online.
I guess.
So you can carry both of them. We'll slow you down by 3.
I'm sure Rad can take care of our wax mommy. The downside of this is it means that Bellu Lugosi is like evil, and so we're not going to get our wax figure.
Is this in price?
Yeah, whatever.
We didn't have our opponents here, right?
No.
It was that same day that I
the same
set
night.
Him up. Do we want to go and confront him? Because he's probably in the wax museum right now.
Maybe he is in money.
That's possible. Or maybe just his consciousness is in the mummy.
Ooh. If we kill the mummy, we kill him.
It could be that we'll find his meditative body back in the wax museum.
So if we wake him up, the mummy will come out of it.
That's possible. Or he might not be able to wake up.
Ooh. So you will have to engage in like some type of spirit playing by
Yeah, the question is if we want to be in either the wax museum or not.
Do we think that this has anything to do with the thing that's framing me?
I think it's possible, but only if he has a wax figuring of you hidden somewhere.
That's sweet. Answering my... I am, apparently. Very sweet, though. Hey, sorry, I didn't realize that it said you were available, but when I sent it, it forwarded to your cell phone. No, totally not that. I just sent you another one that said, I didn't realize until it just responded. So, yeah, no, absolutely nothing's up. We're just sitting around gaming, and I was going to, I was messing with Kevin's computer and saw you were online, so I thought I'd send you one that said, what's up? But.
The information is... Where you can send someone an IM and get a phone call back 30 seconds later.
I see. Is there a way to tell when you're online and offline?
He's got a green light. But that meant he was online. Okay, so let's see. So you and your robot are going where?
Okay.
Currently, you pack them up in the truck.
And drive off to.
And drive off to the road.
Where are you? New York or whatever?
Okay. And then you three are going to go to Wax Museum?
Yeah, that's all I'm going
to do. Aren't you not supposed to be at work?
Sure. Ask Tony if he wants to go with.
He'd rather not.
Don't you want to keep an eye on the light? That was the whole point here.
He already said he'd be driving that.
Yeah.
Well, make sure you carefully end up the time that we left.
Okay.
Well, I will talk to you later then, I guess. All right, see ya. Where's your damn browser, Kevin?
Click on this.
That's the third one?
Yeah.
What's the...
Anomalies, patrolling ports. It's
called Safari?
Being taken money from other people because of that. Winner possessed the most money to get the most prosperous trading lands win. This sounds very much like that.
Yeah, I agree.
Good
shot. Okay,
there we go.
More stuff to try.
Hello.
Everybody go to the poker sometime or other.
I don't think
poker's ever been
a
poker.
Have you?
Probably not. It's long
guys.
Okay.
So.
Oh, you might want to talk with some Mike Daniel.
I'm sure you're up to three phone numbers.
Alright, so. You follow the mummy. To a village, drives up, gets out of the car, heads towards the administration building.
The administration building, that's where they kept the artifacts?
Mm-hmm.
So the plan was to stop this, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll try to, I'll write down, right in front of the door.
Stop! Stop!
I mean, we know where the mummy came from, so it's not like we need to track it back to its,
the mummy... doesn't even hesitate. He's just walking something.
Oh, good God. Yeah. Hmm. 64 pages are open.
Doesn't stop, huh?
No. It drops. There's a dog there. Starts barking at you.
Starts barking at you.
Because you're close.
Yeah. You can save this dog's life.
Says stop, well, I have to be forced to stop you.
It's still coming towards you.
Can I, Is he close enough for one to see if he's like a wax figure or...
Make a roll. Eric can make a roll to see if he caught up. So that's a little high.
Or if you roll a 2, you want to throw someone.
Uh-oh. Hi, guys. I fell on the ocean.
You need some help here?
What did I get?
Oh, 10. Okay. So, you probably could have been too easy.
Okay. I don't see nothing. I got 5.
5? No, huh. I can't tell.
How close is the dog?
The dog is, like, right there, snapping at you.
Second, I'm going to the bomb.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Huh. Hey, now. Can I, can I go tackle it? Or, like, grab it?
Sure.
I won't grab it.
So you go tackle the mummy.
It's a mummy and it's breaking in, isn't it?
Not yet.
Not yet. I mean, it hasn't really done anything yet.
It's a mummy, isn't that enough?
That's true. I'll just kind of like stop it from moving forward.
Sure, you can press on its chest.
Yeah.
You go like the fence and stop it.
Something like that. I'm gonna grab him or something.
Are you suspecting this one?
You are. I don't know.
Tries
this
to
complex game of Renaissance trading and conflict among the Mediterranean is not appropriate for children of less than 36 months.
You used to see 3 years of age.
Wow.
No, it's a god awful number of months. Alright, it tries to bat away your arms.
Alright.
Yeah.
Alright, force my hand. Now that I'm closer, is he,
roll again. You can roll really low.
That's true. 16.
It's definitely wax. It's got a,
moving about?
One of those is unusual.
Huh.
What?
Can I take it off?
You can try.
Oh, wait. If I move behind him, does he keep going forward and ignores me?
More or less.
Can I pick him up from behind, like in the cartoons? Go behind him, pick him up from behind, go.
Yeah.
There
you go. You can try.
I'll try that. That'll be cool.
So you're going to pick him up and then do what?
And then throw him back.
And throw him back? Yeah. Alright, we'll make an attack.
Have any physical attacks,
so
actually.
Like dex strength.
Put on automatically from the California
Okay, so you pick him up and you throw him back like 20 feet.
Gets up.
Tried
to log on
get
toward,
walks towards you.
I'll try to take off the ammo.
Alright, go ahead and roll.
9.
You make a grab for it, but it moves, and then it tries to hit you.
The amulet moves?
No, he moves. Yeah.
Yeah. Are we flying on our way to help move?
No.
Oh, okay.
We're going to the wax mummy. How hard is it to deal with the wax mummy? You try to take off the amulet, and is it like, we like dodging like this? Or is
it would be like... You know, dex is bad, +5, or +2. It's a 2 culture penalty.
I'll be right back. I need to look at my other office number.
Okay. No, it's stiff, right?
I've got hard on it, but there's a real one.
But that's stiff for a human.
No, no,
well, he walks stiffly for a human. He's actually quite spry.
Aha! Okay, I'll try it one more time. It doesn't work like this last one.
Alright, go ahead. What's your dex?
7.
What's your strength?
7.
You may make a grab for it. You almost have it, but then you move it out of the way. And you try to make it.
It's almost like you need a 17.
Well, you can also do that for
responsive today.
So you can spend hero points as powder. Might be right. Yeah.
And you can use hero points like up to 1 point or something?
No, I mean, he can use hero points.
Oh, he can. Right, right, okay, right. Yeah, I'm right. What? The wax mummy has hero points? How is this?
The guy who's possessing him.
He misses you. Man, he's really bad. I'll have to use the probably zone.
Why?
No. Right, what do you want to do?
I don't think I can kill him either, so.
True, you gotta try.
I did. Oh, you mean like really try? I can just fly up and blast him and can't do anything to me, right?
Well, you can walk into the building.
Shoot.
Kill the dog!
Can I back out of this arms reach and blast him?
Yeah.
I'll do that. Stop. This is your last warning.
Go ahead.
Demo? Want to register any phone numbers you have in the DNC registry?
It's a dex of 5 and a body of 7.
5-7.
Now, if there was just one to get rid of junk mail.
Yeah.
Actually, there is one that has downloaded junk mail.
Yeah, I've signed up with someone that has gotten rid of most of
four points.
And they look like
it was a voluntary one that was supposed to this.
Right.
Which they get fined like $50,000 if they violate.
11 is what the New York Post said.
11,000
per call. I knew it was 5 digits.
11,000 per call.
Okay, so I don't have to like pull back.
Very nice.
True.
Call that number.
Although, if you... Well,
you also see around.
All you have to do is... Enter your
phone number and email address.
And make sure you check your email within the next 3 days so that you can.
So, how close is he now?
To the building or to you?
Will you have access to a computer in the next 3 days?
Probably 10 feet.
Okay.
You
can draw that one.
Yeah, I'll
make sure you check your email.
Are you on the same server as this?
Initially, I was not because the server didn't exist yet. But now I am.
I created the name myself, but 6 hours later, I was like, this is a stupid name. I see. It spins around.
With an 18. Jeez.
True. He is burning up hero points like a pickin'. He misses.
Well, at least he's not advancing towards the building right now, right?
That's true. The dog is closer.
Yep, yep, yep.
Watch out, puppy! If I do enough call shoots, I knock him back, right?
Yep. You can also shoot through nothing back.
He's still damaged?
Yeah. So the damage, instead of the damage being to the body, it just hits straight off back.
But he can't.
What's your character's
also?
Name on
yeah,
for you?
Yeah, normal.
I don't have one yet. You don't have one.
Well, that's a problem. Name of the character.
What?
Their turn.
Well, this is extra evil. Can I actually get more than character?
That's right. I'll try throwing him.
All right.
Okay.
I've been playing Shadow Band, and I'm on, like, six.
Five?
Yeah. Five.
Seven commodities.
I need a 9, right? Five.
Yeah.
Dex strength.
I like the way they did this generally.
It's dex strength. So it's dex and five strength.
Red, black.
So, no problem. Should
straight. It's a lot of work. It's 28 galleys, 12 flags, 28 flag bases, 20 forts,
really?
105 commodity pieces, 180 sailor pieces, 100 coins, a turn marker, and 4 player markers.
Thank you.
two bodies, like seven.
One was the wound.
My body?
Uh-huh.
Six.
Do you have the game, Will?
No.
Are you going to get the game?
Well, depending on what you guys say about it.
It's great. They're already saying that.
So well, far, I'm enjoying it.
You take 4 points.
Really?
Yeah. Keep that too.
I'm figuring it out.
Alright. I thought you could take a whack on me. I'm going to try to blast it yet. Shit, I'll just blast it.
Alright, so you blast it.
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll.
That's my name. It's like a whammy.
A whammy. Ha! That's cute. I don't
even know if I hit.
Dex of 5. Dex
of 5. You're like a 9, right? You're like a 7.
A 7.
Alright, now he kills you. Another 4.
I'll fly it up. Fuck that. If you can reach me, I'll blast it.
Okay. Bro.
Okay, body is 7.
Uh-huh.
3 points.
Getting pretty low. He grabs the dog. He walks into the building.
He grabs the dog, he walks into the building.
We've been confused. We thought they were going after artifacts. They're going after dogs.
Okay. So, I fly in.
Uh-huh.
I tackle him. While flying, like this.